الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان، فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. The most precious gift of Iman, that is the given ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala, not because of any eligibility, deservedness or worthiness from our side. Hidayat and guidance for Iman is the sole prerogative of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jal revealed on the occasion when Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had rendered great assistance, unfortunately departed from this world without Iman. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose heart burned with the desire of Hidayat for one and all, was extremely sorrowful and saddened on that occasion. And Allah Ta'ala revealed, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, that even you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cannot give hidayat and guidance to whom you love and wish. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, but Allah Ta'ala alone guides whom He wishes. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ, and Allah Ta'ala is the most knowledgeable of those who are guided and worthy of hidayat and guidance, of those who are correctly guided. So we make daily shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mah of Iman, Islam, the ni'mah of being in the ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved to Allah in His entire creation, whose entire life and every aspect of life is filled with hidayat and guidance, and in holding steadfastly to the Mubarak ways and sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with it comes the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in torrents. At present, today being the first day of Dhul-Hijjah, Monday, this is the first of the very auspicious beginning 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The virtues have been expounded. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on these nights and days, walayalin ashr. They are days in which good deeds are most beloved to Allah, most rewarded by Allah Ta'ala, most pure, most virtuous. One of these days equivalent in goodness to 1,000 days. Fasting in one of these days brings the reward of fasting for an entire year. Spending these nights in ibadah, and the night is from Maghrib right up till before Fajr, is equivalent to ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. We've also been encouraged by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to abundantly recite Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar during these days and nights excessively. At present, there is a situation of great worry, fear, concern, with anarchy, looting, etc. taking place. Naturally, there is a fear, worry and concern of one's life, of one's family members, of one's property, belongings. So what do we do under such circumstances? Our deen is perfect and gives us directives for every situation and occasion. Allahu Azza wa Jal, speaking about this situation in the Quran Azim, says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً, Allah Ta'ala puts forth a parable, an example, a similitude of a certain locality, a city, a village. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً, the initial condition was that the inhabitants of that city enjoyed safety, security, and led a life of relative inner peace and contentment. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, the one worry that most people have is that of sustenance, and everyone has this worry. Allah Ta'ala says, in that regard, the sustenance used to come to them from various different areas with relative ease and abundance. Some mention this ayah to speak about the people of Makkah Mukarramah, but it applies generally to any situation. So they enjoyed safety, security, abundance in sustenance and provisions. But what was their reaction? The inhabitants of the city, how did they respond to these most important of Allah Ta'ala's favors? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ They expressed ingratitude. They showed nashukri for the favors of Allah Ta'ala. One is arrogance, boastfulness, pride, that what we have is of our own doing, our own expertise, our own hard work, our own earnings, not praising Allah Ta'ala for His favors. And one great form of being ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mas is to channel Allah Ta'ala's given favors in His disobedience, whether it is free time, bodily strength, financial means, our homes, our cars, the cell phone, whatever it is that we enjoy as a ni'mah from Allah Ta'ala, they channel those very, very given ni'mahs of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes even intellect, in the very disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So channeling Allah's given favors against Allah Ta'ala's divine laws, together with being a sin, a disobedience, it also manifests ingratitude, na shukri to Allah Ta'ala for His favors. So when this was their response, Allah Ta'ala turned their conditions. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ Allah Ta'ala then made them taste the pangs, the garments of hunger, of severe hunger and insecurity, fears, pandemonium, paranoia. So they enjoyed relative ease in all aspects of life, but when they showed ungratefulness to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala completely turned their conditions, fear of loss of life, of belongings, of property, of hunger. And then finally, very important point, Allah Ta'ala says that why were their conditions turned, why were the tables turned on them? Bima kanu yasna'un. Because of their very own doings, their own actions, because of their sins, the disobediences to Allah Ta'ala, blatant, open disobedience to Allah Ta'ala for His regarding His commandments, in simple terms, perpetrating haram and sin shamelessly and continuously. Bima kanu, the word kanu denotes grammatically in Arabic that not just once, but this became their general habit. So sin, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala had become rampant and consistent, had been their ways and mannerisms for a long time. Now let us sincerely, with all sincerity between us and Allah Ta'ala, ponder, reflect upon this verse, and then look at our own condition, our lives, that in various aspects of our lives, my salah, my earnings, my dealings, the avenues in which I spend my wealth, the ni'mas of Allah that I have been granted, in what kind of things, what pursuits do I channel them? So sincerely ask ourselves the question, in my treatment of those who may be in our employment, in my honor and respect for deen and the people of deen, how do I fare? And when we see shortcomings and weaknesses, at the least, first step is to acknowledge my shortcoming, my weakness, my sins, my perpetration of haram, day and night in various ways, various avenues. The first important step towards tawbah and repentance is acknowledgement and feeling shame and not justifying our wrong and trying to put angles to it that justifies that which openly is against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what do we do under these circumstances? Our deen has given us directive, as alluded from this ayah, rectify and change our lives. It is never too late, but we forsake haram and sin and disobediences to Allah Ta'ala immediately. Repent from our past shortcomings, try and rectify. Get on to 5 times daily salah, improve the quality of our salah and all the aforementioned aspects of our lives. So to leave haram and sin, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Azim that our conditions are in accordance with the kind of actions that we send forth. And Allah Ta'ala gives great hope and says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ If the people of the various cities and localities, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا Two things. Bring iman and remain resolute and firm in the iman. Our belief in Allah, the promises of Allah Ta'ala, yaqeen and conviction that all circumstances and conditions are only absolutely in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Only that which Allah Ta'ala decrees comes to pass. and I place my yaqeen, my dependency, my trust in Allah Ta'ala. So one quality is iman and firmness in iman. Continuously refresh, renew our iman, recite la ilaha illallah, wa fourth kalima la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit biyadi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Affirming our belief in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that all matters are only in His control. And second thing, wattaqaw, they adopt taqwa. Taqwa essentially means to refrain and abstain from Allah Ta'ala's prohibitions, simply put, to leave haram and sin. So iman and taqwa, what is the promise of Allah Ta'ala? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we will open up the doors of the skies and the earth unto them. Allah will bless an abundance in rains, in fertility of soil, abundance of sustenance, good conditions will prevail. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. But Allah Ta'ala says, instead of adopting iman and taqwa, what did they do? They belied, rejected the revealed commands of the deen of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala then seized them and took them to task because of their own wrongdoings and their own sins. So if we want favorable conditions in all aspects, whether political, safety, security, rizq, sustenance, our masajid being opened, etc., then we need to rectify and change our amal and actions, turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently, forsake haram and sin. And together with that, to resort to abundant tawbah and istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the one who does consistent and abundant istighfar, three great promises. And istighfar means sincerely begging Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for our past sins and wrongdoings. That is great hope. We never ever become despondent of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So three promises. And how apt it is for these circumstances. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala says, all anxieties and worries and concerns that that person have, Allah Ta'ala will take care of those. Those will be sorted out. Allah Ta'ala will facilitate ease. Secondly, وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Every worrying situation, every straitened circumstance, Allah Ta'ala will make a way out of those difficulties, even when one perceives that there is no way out of my problem. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will grant rizq and sustenance to them from such ways and avenues that one never ever perceived could be the means of rizq and sustenance coming to me. So abundant istighfar, what will emanate from it, removal of anxiety and worries, Allah Ta'ala sorting out a person's problem and difficulties, and rizq and sustenance coming from doors and avenues never that one had perceived to be the means of those coming. So tawbah, istighfar in abundance, individually, collectively. Another amal and action that we can hold on to under these circumstances and historically has been found to be highly effective is to increase and strengthen our ta'alluq and our relationship with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, and this link, association, increasing muhabbat and love very, very speedily draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So in this regard, try and make amal practice, bring alive more sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Resort to abundant durood sharif. Many, many a time when the ummah was in severe difficulties, abundant durood sharif recited was found to be highly effective in removing plagues, calamities, attacks from enemies, massacres from the enemies of Islam. So abundant salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us inshallah at home together with ta'aleem of the fadail, fadail amal, fadail sadaqat, collectively read from the seerah. Read from the Seerah Kitab, Seeratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, the reading of the Seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings the mercy of Allah Ta'ala very, very speedily. Thereafter, another very important amal in action is to resort to abundant sadaqah. Spend in the way of Allah Ta'ala, spend on the poor, the destitute. Whatever chance, opportunity there is for sadaqah, let us do so with a happy heart. Giving sadaqah brings many, many benefits to a person. It cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. It saves a person. تُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. It saves a person from a bad death. It averts calamities. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that make the habit of giving sadaqah in the early part of the morning, for a calamity can never ever overtake sadaqah. So abundant sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah, and if possible to do it as secretively as possible, that also brings the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we resort to the various du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned to read in times of severe worry, anxiety, fear and concern. So just to mention a few du'as for protection of life, of wealth, to remove anxiety and worry. One is the very, very famous and beautiful du'a of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an. One occasion a person came to Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an and mentioned that your house has caught is on fire, has caught a light. He says, this can never be so, it will not happen. The person says, there is a huge fire raging in that entire street and your house has burned down. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, how can it be so? When I've heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching me the following dua, that if you do so, then no harm will come to you and your belongings. Another narration has the addition, no harm will come to you, to your wife, to your children, your property, your belongings. So Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, I have read this dua this morning, and therefore in the promise of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is iman, yaqeen, absolute and firm belief in the promises, in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, when I have read it and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised, then no harm can come. So he says to the person, let us go and see. When they went to the street, they saw there was a huge fire and all the houses on the street had burned down. Subhanallah, only the house of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala remained intact. Inshallah, together with this, with these short advices that I advise myself and all with, we'll post a copy of this dua, inshallah, in the Arabic language with the story and the translation. Let us try and resort to reading this dua. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, alayka tawakkaltu, wa anta rabbul arshil azim. Ma sha'a Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun, a'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. And before that, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Let us try and recite this dua abundantly with yaqeen, conviction. If it is read in the morning, that person is safe for the entire day. If read in the evening, for the entire night, that person remains protected by Allahu Azza wa Jal. So we try and resort to reciting this dua with yaqeen, conviction, morning and evening at least once. And then the dua, we are talking about the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was being thrown into the fire, the famous dua he read with yaqeen, conviction in Allah Ta'ala, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me and the best of helpers. Third dua, a sahabi radiallahu anhu complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's always facing calamities, afflictions in his self, his family, his belongings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this following beautiful dua as a means of protecting oneself, one's family, one's belongings. Bismillahi ala nafsi wa ahli wa mali. They are lengthier duas, but at the least, these short words, Bismillahi ala nafsi wa ahli wa mali. Furthermore, the dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, when in many darknesses, difficulties, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whomsoever in any kind of difficulty reads this dua, Allah ta'ala will definitely remove that difficulty. And then lastly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that the person who reads the following words 7 times morning, 7 times in the evening, then that Allah Ta'ala suffices for all the worries and concerns that that person has. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. This is an ayah of Quran Azim. We'll find it on the 8th page of 11th para, page 288, the very last verse of Surah At-Tawbah. On the 11th para, the 8th page, last verse of Surah At-Tawbah. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. We can read this dua 7 times. What a great promise. Allah himself suffices, takes care of all of one's worry, concerns and anxieties. Allahu Azza wa Jal make it easy for us, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under these circumstances. Ultimately, conditions are only in the control of Allah. We turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently with the aforementioned and other means to draw his mercy. Allah wa Allah Ta'ala make it easy and protect and guard one and all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.